Hey, it's Nicola. If you're searching for a job right now, then you probably know firsthand it isn't easy, with new figures out backing that today. The ABS figures show that more than 47,000 Queenslanders were out of work for more than a year in August, when the state's jobless rate sat at 6.4%, with 18 weeks the average wait time to land a job. It was slightly higher on the Sunshine Coast, where it takes an average of 19 weeks to find a job, while it's much harder in outback Queensland, where the average time to find employment blows out to 72 weeks. Rescuers say a man is lucky to be alive after being run over by a car on Fraser Island last night. The wheels of the four-wheel drive ran directly over the man who'd been camping with a group of people. The Life Flight rescue helicopter airlifted the middle-aged man to Sunshine Coast University Hospital with multiple injuries, including to his head and shoulder. They say he's lucky that it happened on sand rather than on a hard surface like a road, where he would have been crushed. Well, they spend countless hours making sure we're safe at the beach, and now our volunteer lifesavers are putting their hands up asking for help. It's SOS Week, with funds being raised to keep our volunteers on the sand across the coast and to help pay for vital equipment. Lifesaving Services Coordinator Jason Argent says every cent helps.
It costs over $60,000 to patrol a single beach when you factor in the gear and equipment such as rescue boards, first aid kits, oxygen and defibrillators. Every single dollar donated this week will go straight back into saving lives.
And despite calls from some residents for a rethink on proposed flight paths once the new runway comes online, CASA has approved the airspace changes. Councils welcome the move, saying approval from the Civil Aviation Safety Authority provides certainty that aircraft will be able to operate from the new airport runway and ensure the Sunshine Coast Airport Expansion Project continues to progress on its current program. The change in airspace has upset many residents in the northern part of the region, who are now set to have planes fly over their properties.